Disc 3.
Chapter 9. When Violet opened the enormous door of the reptile room, the reptiles were still there in their cages, the books were still on their shelves, and the morning sun was still streaming through the glass walls, but the place simply wasn't the same. Even though Dr. Lucafont had removed Uncle Monty's body, the reptile room was not as inviting as it used to be, and probably never would be. What happens in a certain place can stain your feelings for that location just as ink can stain a white sheet. You can wash it and wash it and still never forget what has transpired, a word which here means happened and made everybody sad.
"I don't want to go in," Klaus said. "Uncle Monty died in here."
"I know we don't want to be here," Violet said, "but we have work to do."
"Work?"
Klaus asked.
"What work?"
Violet gritted her teeth. "We have work to do," she said, "that Mr. Poe should be doing, but as usual, he is well-intentioned but of no real help." Klaus and Sunny sighed as she spoke out loud a sentiment all three siblings had never said, but always felt, since Mr. Poe had taken over their affairs. "Mr. Poe doesn't believe that Stefano and Count Olaf are the same person, and he believes that Uncle Monty's death was an accident. We have to prove him wrong on both counts."
"But Stefano doesn't have the tattoo," Klaus pointed out, "and Dr. Lucafont found the venom of the Mamba du Mal in Monty's veins."
I know," Violet said impatiently. "The three of us know the truth, but in order to convince the adults, we have to find evidence and proof of Stefano's plan."
"If only we'd found evidence and proof earlier," Klaus said glumly, "then maybe we could have saved Uncle Monty's life."
"We'll never know about that," Violet said quietly. She looked around at the reptile room, which Monty had worked on his whole life.
"But if we put Stefano behind bars for his murder, we'll at least be able to prevent him from harming anyone else, including us," Klaus pointed out.
"Including us," Violet agreed.
"Now, Klaus, find all of Uncle Monty's books that might contain information about the Mamba du Mal. Let me know when you find anything."
"But all that research could take days," Klaus said, looking at Monty's considerable library.
"Well, we don't have days," Violet said firmly. "We don't even have hours. At 5 o'clock, the Prospero leaves Hazy Harbour, and Stefano is going to do everything he can to make sure we're on that ship, and if we end up alone in Peru with him..."
all right," Klaus said. "Let's get started. Here, you take this book."
"I'm not taking any book," Violet said.
"While you're in the library, I'm going up to Stefano's room to see if I can find any clues."
"Alone?" Klaus asked. "In his room?"
"It'll be perfectly safe," Violet said, although she knew nothing of the kind.
"Get cracking with the books, Klaus. Sunny, watch the door and bite anybody who tries to get in."
"Aykroyd,"
Sunny said, which probably meant something like Roger. Violet left, and true to her word, Sunny sat near the door with her teeth bared. Klaus walked to the far end of the room where the library was, carefully avoiding the aisle where the poisonous snakes were kept. He didn't even want to look at the Mamba du Mal or any other deadly reptile. Even though Klaus knew that Uncle Monty's death was the fault of Stefano and not really of the snake, he could not bear to look at the reptile who had put an end to the happy times he and his sisters had enjoyed. Klaus sighed and opened a book. And as at so many other times when the middle Baudelaire child did not want to think about his circumstances, he began to read. "It is now necessary for me to use the rather hackneyed phrase, 'meanwhile back at the ranch.' The word 'hackneyed' here means used by so many writers that by the time Lemony Snicket uses it, it is a tiresome cliché. 'Meanwhile back at the ranch' is a phrase used to link what is going on in one part of the story to what is going on in another part of the story, and it has nothing to do with cows or with horses or with any people who work in rural areas where ranches are, or even with ranch dressing, which is creamy and put on salads. Here, the phrase, 'meanwhile back at the ranch,' refers to what Violet was doing while Klaus and Sunny were in the reptile room. For as Klaus began his research in Uncle Monty's library, and Sunny guarded the door with her sharp teeth. Violet was up to something I am sure will be of interest to you.